Hi, I'm Jose Miguel Parrella with the Azure team, and I'm going to show you how to get started with Linux and Azure in under 5 minutes. I'm using Azure Cloud Shell, which is an embedded tool here in the Azure portal, and I'm going to be working with a clear Linux image. All I need to do is use Azure CLI 2.0, which is available within this Cloud Shell experience, to create a new VM. In that VM, I can specify the resource group I want to use, as well as any firewalls that I have created previously, the image, which I already have in this variable, and I can pass all of this through JQ, which is going to help me get, for example, the public IP address of that instance I'm just creating. In a regular scenario where I don't need to use the IP address for my next step, I would add the --- no wait option to Azure CLI 2.0, so the command will return immediately to shell so I can keep working, and I can check back on whatever resources I'm creating. What's happening right now is that the VM is being created with the defaults of Azure CLI 2.0, including this queue. I can obviously add more options and switches to the command so I can tweak my deployment, or I can use an Azure Resource Manager template to make more complex deployments as well. What this is going to do is going to get me back the public IP address. It's going to put that in that variable, so I can then send a command. In this case, what I'm going to do is pull an image from Docker Hub that is Azure aware, and it's going to be able to tell me more information of that instance that I've just created, and all of that without even having to log in. That's because Azure CLI 2.0, it's also using pre-provisioned SSH public keys here in my Azure Cloud Shell environment, so I don't need to worry about authentication as well. Now, there are many ways of provisioning compute resources for a Linux user in Azure. You could use DevTest Labs, for example, which enables you to do so if you don't have access to an Azure subscription, so you don't even have to do it through the Azure portal. You can also use Azure Container Instances if all you need to do is specifically operate with containers. In this case, the VM has been provisioned. I can look at this in this variable, and I'll have the IP address. So, for example, what I can do now is just use SSH and then pass sudo docker run -d. I can expose the port I need, and I can specify the image from Docker Hub that I'm using in this case. And what this is going to do is essentially going to, I'll say yes, and it's essentially going to talk to that VM that, again, has just been freshly provisioned here, and it's going to pull the image and start running it. Once that's running, all I need to do really is kind of open a new tab and browse to it. So I'll start doing that. I'll just go to that IP address that has just been provisioned, and as you can see, it's already running my application, which knows a little bit more of information about that Linux VM that I just provisioned in Azure. Thanks for watching.